How you doing, man?
What's going on, man? How you been?
Man, solid gold, as they say. Good to have you back.
Solid gold.
Good to have you back. You getting ready for the holiday? You getting ready for the holiday?
You know it. Grill week is upon us.
Now, are you like a multiple grill guy? Or are you just like a pellet guy? What are you?
I got the smoker and I got the grill.
And the grill. Is the grill gas or is that coal?
The grill is gas.
Nice.
Charcoal is probably better, but I like the convenience.
It's quick.
Exactly.
You know, you can just knock it out.
Exactly.
So yeah, man, let's wrap today. We're going to talk about that crazy term, right? Mentors. I like to call it advisors.
A scary word sometimes.
Why you think it's scary?
Mentor is like big, right? It could be like, oh gosh, all this responsibility. Sometimes you might be like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to be your mentor.
It feels like you're taking on a foster child.
Exactly.
When somebody says, ooh, can you be my mentor? It's like, what? I prefer advisor.
Advisor is a good word.
I'm just advising you. You're gonna ask me questions. I'm going to ask you questions. It's two heads better than one, right?
Exactly. Batman and Robin.
What are the qualities of some of the good advisors you've had?
Some of the good ones are basically, you know, they'll admit where they've had struggles along the way and what they've learned, right? Instead of just saying, I'm the best at this and this is exactly how you need to do it. They're like, well, I've had that struggle in the past and this is how I made that through that. To me, that's so much more of an attainable level when they can say, hey, I was like you, but I made it through it. And so you can too.
Yeah. So not like a holier than thou person, somebody exactly. That's had slip up, somebody that's, you know, not done it right every time.
Exactly.
For me, it's really been people who are just going to shoot you straight.
Right.
Right. Like, look, bro, that was bad. Or you probably want to work on these couple of things. Because those are the people who you can, you know, you and I say this all the time. Like, hey, bro, am I smoking the wacky tobacco here? Right. Like, who's going to tell you if you're smoking a wacky tobacco or not?
Exactly.
That's what I want to know. And then I just want to make sure that I'm not going down a crazy path.
Yep. Well, and one of our friends said it best just earlier today. Right. And this is words that I swear by. If I'm doing something stupid, please tell me now. Don't tell me a year from now or not tell me. And then it becomes a big issue, right? It's like having that sounding board for somebody to go like, hey, this is just, you know, let's nip this in the bud before it becomes a big issue.
Yeah. Now, do these advisors, do they have to be older than you or do they have to be more tenured? Do they have to have a higher position?
That just depends on your security or insecurity. If you as a person feel like I must have the sage old wise one and right. You're not going to be able to listen to anything else, then that's on you. But really, you can pick this information from anybody. There are people younger, less experienced than you that are going to be better than you. And you just have to be able to be okay with that and learn from that greatness, regardless of where it's coming from.
Man. I totally agree, because sometimes I say, you know, Willie on the corner panhandling can tell you what not to do.
Exactly.
Right. You can learn a lot from Willie on the corner, because he's seen some stuff and he can tell you which path not to go down. I think a lot of corporate people think like that's going to attract them to something. Like, I need this vice president to mentor me because that's going to get me closer to that. It's not bad if that person's got the right qualities, if they're going to shoot you straight if they're going to tell you like you didn't show up well, or tell you that, you know what, you're in the wrong.
I mean, yeah, I completely agree with that. And I mean, I had this awakening moment, you know. For the longest time, I was always the youngest kid in the room. And, you know, I was, I thought I was Sierra Hotel, you know, that's Navy for shit hot. I was like, man, I'm always the youngest guy. I'm always kicking ass. I'm always, you know, battling, boxing above my weight. Right. And then there's going to, you know, you've been in this game long enough. There's going to come a time where all of a sudden it's going to be like, whoa, this dude is 10 years younger than I, and he's way above me.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you get a boss that's older than you or younger than you too, and you're gonna be like, what has happened? Did I miss a step? And you're gonna kind of second guess yourself. You're gonna start looking in the mirror going, what did I do wrong? You didn't do anything wrong. You're just on a different path.
It's not your pathway.
Exactly.
Right. It's not your path at all. Yeah, that's pretty deep, because I think that's the big mistake, is a lot of people, they think, and people like to tell you, like, it's nobody's business if you have a mentor.
Mm-mm.
Or they like to say, oh, that's my mentor. Like, what? That's not putting their money in your pocket.
Yep.
That's not giving you their stock options. Right.
No, so exactly.
I think sometimes people are enamored with the statement, oh, my mentor, right? Like, you still got to grind no matter who that person is. And if they're advising you properly, then you'll probably get there quicker, you know?
I agree. And I've had, I mean, in the organization that I've worked at, there's been programs that facilitate, and you take some like questionnaire and it, you know, it matches you against this pool of mentors that are in your organization. And that's all fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But you need to remember that if you're a person and you are either organically reaching out to somebody and saying, would you be my advisor? Would you be my mentor? Mm-hmm. Or if you're getting matched through some program, they are taking time away from their own day to help you. So you need to be ready. You need to show up in step, ready to do the work, have the questions, bare your soul. You know, don't just show up and be like, come on, give me the goods, right? You need to have, the work is on you, not on them.
It is. It's on you. And what's the purpose of having the mentor? Right? Yeah, it's like, okay, how long are you going to have a dance coach for? Eventually, you got to get out there and do that hustle. Right?
Exactly.
Do you know how to hustle? You know how to do the
hustle? No, I am.
You need to learn how to do the Tamia hustle.
This is the Tamia hustle, huh?
There's so many hustles, bro. It makes zero sense. I'm getting off the main highway here, but
you're getting on the dirt roads here, real quick.
Yeah, I'm in the cornfields with the hustle. But you need to. What's the purpose of having a mentor forever if it's not getting you to the next place?
Correct.
So I just think a lot of people, they talk about this, but it's just like something to have, right? Ooh, you know, I've got an espresso machine. Well, that's great. Are you using it?
Right. And it could also be the other way around too, right? It could be like, some people probably think it's like, oh, you have a therapist? Like, oh, what? It's like, man, you're focusing on your craft and you want to improve it, and you're willing to do whatever that takes. And so don't think of it as this stigma. Think of it as, you know, an investment in yourself.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be for everybody. Doesn't need to know that you have it.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't need to be waving that flag around.
It's just like, if you're in school, you don't have to wave the flag that, oh, I got to go see my tutor. Just get the grade.
Exactly.
Just get it. You know, the other thing that I think, because I've been in this role, I've been mentors and I've told people, hey, I'll just be an advisor. And some people it's formal, where they ask you, like, they're asking you on a date, right?
Right.
Would you be my mentor? Like, it's asking you, would you be my girlfriend? you know?
Or even, may I have permission to date your daughter?
Yeah. And then some people, they just hit you up on a regular.
Correct.
Right? So it just kind of slides in there. Be careful of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever is advising you, they should get something out of it as well.
Exactly.
Right? You just don't want to go to the well consistently and just drain whatever person that's advising you consistently. So every time you come, you're coming to take.
Energy vampire, I call that.
Yeah. You're coming to take. Hot topic as of recent, trauma dump. You're coming to just spill everything that's bad that's happened to you with really, you know, no goal. Like every conversation that you have with someone, there should be a goal.
Exactly.
Right. I want to talk to you today because I have a situation with a person on my team. I'm a bit emotional about it. Maybe I'm a bit angry. I'd love to be able to walk through it and figure out how I can move on and come to some type of agreement. Right. That's how you set up a discussion. Not just, oh, my God, this happened to me and this is so awful and this and that. Because what will happen is that person will look at that phone and say, I don't know if I'm ready to pick up right now.
I've seen it too many times.
It's tough. And a lot of people don't get it. They won't pick up. So it's got to be both ways. It's got to be both ways. What can you give to them? Because if I can get on the phone with you and hash something out, right? And then help you with something, now that's beneficial.
Mutually beneficial.
It's mutually. And the higher you try to go for a mentor, right? The less time they're going to have.
Always.
If you try and make a president of an organization your mentor, come on. You better be bringing something to the table or giving them an organic view into the business that's going to help them.
Yeah. And you don't even have to look for somebody that's above you. Maybe somebody that's on another team that's your quote unquote peer or a buddy of yours that's just killing it. You know, just be like, hey, I'd love to learn from you. Can we learn from each other along this journey?
I really see that as being more beneficial.
Exactly.
Right. Because it's like you're locking arms with somebody and you're deciding to go through. And I would almost get someone who is, you can get a couple of different people. You can get people in your industry. You can get somebody you used to work with. You can get somebody in another industry that just deals with people.
Exactly. Did we just become best friends?
I know, right? But studies actually show when you have a strong support system, you make better decisions and you have less stress. Agreed. Would you agree? Would you agree with that study?
I would agree 100% with that.
Yeah. Just because it gets to the place where I like to say, people have kitchen table catastrophes.
Yes, they do.
And kitchen table catastrophe, it really came from this this scenario. I'm from the east side of Detroit, bro. So I'm a Pistons fan. I'm making my way back to Lions. I am. They hurt me for years. They hurt me. So
it's been a little bit of fun being a Lions fan lately.
Yeah, we have visitation rights. You know, we can visit. We can visit every other weekend.
That's right.
But Pistons, man, Ben Wallace, this is a scenario, and I call this a kitchen table catastrophe. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is this. Sometimes people can sit at the kitchen table with their significant other and make a horrific decision.
Yeah.
A horrific decision. Number one, we're talking about advisors. Why it's important is because you need somebody outside of your spouse. Or your significant other. Why, from your perspective, why do you think you need that?
This doesn't necessarily apply to me because my spouse calls me on my bullshit daily.
Yeah, that's good. Is it set?
But a lot of people's spouses are like, "Oh, babe, they're going to always take your side. They're going to always think you're Superman, and they're not going to see the other side."
Those people got their heads up their butts.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, you're in the. What's wrong with? They have no idea that you could be a nightmare on wheels as well.
So, and you might be.
You might be. And so your significant other is always, not always, like you said, I got one too, right? Mine is a therapist by trade. So it's right. always mind games. You know what I mean?
Yes, and
so it's made me a better work therapist. You know what I mean?
100%.
So, but the key, a lot of people don't have that. So you go to them with something, they're on your side. Long story short, back to a Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace came to the Pistons, you know, great player, scrappy, kind of like a Dennis Rodman, you know, a goon.
Very similar.
You know what I'm saying? A goon. He's not going to knock down the winning three.
Nope.
Okay. He's not going to do that, but he's going to get the crowd going. You know, he grew his hair out, had an afro. People are wearing afros in there. I mean, but they loved him. And it's not like he's throwing up all-star numbers. He was gritty. He was emblematic of the city of Detroit, tough, yep. You know, blue collar. And him and his wife sit at the kitchen table and they have a catastrophe. The Pistons are like, listen, we're out of money, cap space. This is as much money as we can give you right now.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we want more money from the Bulls. And I'm not in people's pockets. Right. I don't want to do that. Right. Yep. Cause I'm not, you know, I've made some decisions for money as well, but I'm not in people's pockets, but we're talking about millions of dollars.
Yep. My wife is like, baby, you deserve more than
you
that.
How they go. And I'm, you know, again, peace be with the Wallaces, but they're like, you know, they're like, hey, shoot, you know, you deserve way more money than that.
You're right. I do.
I do. We going to Chicago. Mm. Oh, guess what? They got to Chicago. Chicago was like, we don't do that afro stuff here.
Nope.
Corn wrote that down. We're not as loose as them. And we need some better numbers out of you.
Right.
And it was a horrific choice.
Didn't work out
for money when you're already making millions. And to the people that are listening, you get it. You know what I'm saying? 30 million here, 40 million there. You know what I'm saying?
But it's then,
and it was like, it was a horrible decision. Then he finally made his way back and, you know, he could have retired there.
Yep.
And the people in Chicago, they didn't know that he was just this scrappy Rodman type dude.
Exactly.
They're like, dude, you missed the shot. Us, we're like, that's okay. Because you're Ben. You're Big Ben.
You might get three more later.
Come on, man. So be careful of that kitchen table catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
So many people make it, and it's not, you know, they make it, and a lot of it's based on emotion.
Oh, a lot of it.
A lot
Damn
of it.
All of it.
Yeah, because they're like, they're mistreating you. And it's like, hey, take the emotion out of it. And that's why you want an advisor, because I wish somebody would have told Ben that. Like, bro, this is your home. Chicago, I get it, but, you know, they run a different office.
Somebody been like, hey. Is $8 million really worth upending your whole family, your lifestyle, and your whole game? Maybe not.
For an organization that will lay down for you.
Exactly.
Right? The numbers are there. It wasn't, you know, they weren't tricking them.
Nope.
It's like, this is as much as the cap will allow. We'll make you the highest pay. No, I need more. Like, oh, no. So that's one of the reasons why an advisor is key, because you want to talk business and you want to talk decisions and tough choices with somebody who's going to shoot you straight.
Couldn't agree more.
That you have to have it. And here's the other reason. Most bosses are under the same amount of stress as you are.
And
they probably need an advisor.
Yes.
So, you know, old school, the way we came up, the idea is that you're supposed to get that from whoever is supervising you.
Correct.
That's not the case.
It's not a reality.
It's look, bro, nobody is here to save you.
You got to figure it out themselves.
Yeah, that's why you got to sharpen the sword. You got to read. You got to do all of these things because you're probably not going to get what you need from your supervisor.
Probably not. If you are, that's amazing. But don't expect it.
That's great. What is it? What has it been like for you when you had that versus you didn't have it from the person that you work for?
Oh, boy. To me, the scenario is like being on a ship in a storm, mm-hmm. right? And because you're always facing, you're going to always face rough waters, no matter where you are or who you're with. Having an advisor / mentor, that somebody that's, you know, shooting you straight, it's like having that seasoned vet on the bridge with you. And it's like, hey, this boat can make it. You're going to be mm-hmm. okay. Just mm-hmm. follow your compass, follow your training. You know what you're doing. And it's not about doing it for you. It's just about being there and being like, remember, we talked about this. You know how to do this. You got this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whereas you don't have that. And maybe you've done that 100 times, but in that moment, you're like, oh crap. What am I doing? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. forget, or you start to doubt, or imposter syndrome creeps in. Ugh. And you don't have that voice to be like, hey man, you know, you don't have the Yoda, remember your train. You don't have, mm-hmm. it wasn't Yoda. Who was it? It was mm-hmm. the other dude, mm-hmm. you know, go to your training, Luke, you know, and it's just remember to be confident in yourself.
That was a pretty good Obi-Wan you just did.
Yeah, Obi-Wan. That's what I'm talking about.
I like
it. You both got the beard.
that's well said, man. Yeah. So, you know, if you can be that leader, then be it, because it's going to inject confidence in your people.
Yes.
Right. And so the last thing you want them doing is to second guess themselves, then second guess their actions, thinking about you.
Correct.
So this is kind of twofold. It's like, look, if you got people under you, try and be an advisor to them.
Right.
try to support them. But if you are working at any level, you're working for someone. I don't care who you are.
Yep.
Right. If you're the president of a company, you're working for the share, you know, stock, you know, the board and the shareholders, you know, you have to answer to people. But you need to find somebody who you can talk with.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
And there is benefits out of it. I mean, not that I'm saying this is everything, but there's a lot of times where you might realize something as it's coming out of your mouth and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this worked.
I just said some good stuff, man. I need to follow my own advice.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to do that if you're not talking it through.
Exactly.
So this is also a sort of a push for people to say, okay, and maybe today, let's say you have a team and you got people that are on your team and you're like, mm-hmm. half these people are asshats. Right. And you're like, it's too late. Right.
Douche canoes.
You got to try and find some people that you can advise.
Yes.
Because it's mutually beneficial for you. It helps you to keep your sword sharp.
It's a win-win-win.
It helps you to coach. So you can't take on everybody. And definitely, you know, there are some cases, you know, that you just can't handle. So
correct.
when you see the psychopaths, and we know about the psychopaths, when you see them, you just say, hey, right now I don't have the bandwidth, but shoot me a note every now and then. But you do want to find some people who sort of have that twinkle in the eye,
sparkle.
Right?
A little sparkle.
Little hustle in them.
Exactly.
Little Johnny Hustle. And you're like, okay, I'm going to get insight from them. It's going to help me understand what's happening in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now how can I possibly take some of these learnings and put them to practice in what I do?
Yep. Right. And you're going to be amazed at the satisfaction you get out of it. You're going to become that. It's like flipping that switch between being a kid and adult at Christmas, where you're like, give me the presents, give me the presents, give me the presents. And then you end up realizing the way bigger present is watching people's enjoyment into opening or discovering something that you have to give them.
And you just never know, right? Because when you have that advisor, advisee, that partnership, something's going to pop up. Somebody's going to be like, oh my God, this is a, you know what? I heard about an amazing opportunity.
Right.
Right. And the huge benefit is that when you have that relationship where you take care of each other, there's no boundaries.
No boundaries.
Right. Because, you know, sometimes people in corporate America, they'll work for a company and it's blasphemous to talk about possibly going to another company.
Yep.
You know, it's sacrilegious. It's like, but there's only a few people that you will tell, like, you know what? There's a role at such and such at Dunder Mifflin. I think
you're not
I
want to Dunder Mifflin,
you,
are you?
You know what I'm saying? But there's a few people that you would share that with. But for the most part, you won't share it.
No.
And I always tell people, look, man, the only people you married to is your family.
Yep.
That's the only people you married to. You can go look and see what's going on. That might help you. You know, going to look and seeing what's out there can help you. You know, that old statement, grass is greener on the other side. You might go talk to somebody and be like, there's no way in heck I would work for them. I'm just fine.
Right.
Right.
Right. I mean, and it's like the, you know, we talked about in the last podcast. I mean, there are interviews everywhere. Life is full of interviews. And if you're not doing that, you're not learning more about yourself or what's even out there. It doesn't mean you could have an interview for a job and have you're never going to take it, but that's still, you're still sharpening your sword and you're still preparing and having that dialogue with your advisor or mentor, you know, it's all in that path of just self-improvement. And when you're a better person, your organization's better because of it.
Way better. And you have insight. You made a great analogy about that ship, because that ship is going to be your business from time to time.
Exactly.
And that advisor can help you. Like, yeah, I've seen this before. Right.
Right.
This happens every Q3. Like, OK, we've seen this a few years ago. Just hold tight. We'll get through it.
And to me, that's the biggest difference between knowledge and experience, right? You can read about anything in a book. You can learn anything in a class. But until you've been out there and seen some shit, right? You've been in the trenches. You've gone through some big waves. You haven't done it yet.
And you haven't.
And so having that advisor scenario with you is a way to, I mean, maybe even, you know, metaphorically going like, hey, what do I do when these big waves come? And he's like, well, this is what's going to happen. And this is going to be the scenario, but you're not going to know that until you get there. But these are the things to look out for.
And honestly, if I'm all talking about waves and I'm out there, I want to ask the old Samoan guy.
Right, right. Exactly.
that's the guy who I want to tell me what to do. And so, you know, in that, you know, I'm going to put a little plug here, and a lot of people listen, you got to get you at least one boomer on your team.
Got to have a boomer.
You got to have a boomer, whether you are anti-boomer or not. Boomers have seen some stuff.
They've seen a lot of stuff.
They've seen some stuff. So, yeah, I mean, they might still read the USA Today.
Read paper Digest. Version.
Paper version. Where's the TV guide?
The TV guide. That's where I was going next.
You trying to see when Alpha's coming on. You know what I'm saying? Get you a boomer.
Yep.
And the boomers, I'm saying that to all generations. Z, X, Y, get, you know, millennials, get you a boomer and open your ears and shut your mouth and just listen. Because they've been down the road, they've got some wear and tear on those tires, and they'll help you to understand some stuff about the business that you just had to be there for.
That's right. It's like that farmer's insurance. We've seen a thing or two.
Yeah, and they got that old voice, right?
Yep.
So I love it, bro.
Love it, man. You want to, what's going on next time? What are we talking about? Oh, actually, you were going to talk about, what's our next episode?
We're going to talk about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, man.
That's right.
We're going to talk about business travel 101, business etiquette, and really all the dumb stuff people are doing. And if I had a chance to, I don't know, maybe we'll write a short book about plane etiquette and how to get around, man.
But boy, I'm so excited to be talking about this because we both seen some shit.
Well, man, I can't thank you enough, player.
No, this you has too,
been
man.
A, been a great round here.
So if they like this, what should they do?
Listen, straight up, we are on all the podcast streaming. So please like it, subscribe it on your favorite platform, whether it's iTunes, whether it's YouTube, Spotify. Your support, it means the world to us. And so really you're does. Only going to help us reach more listeners. So thank you for tuning in and joining us on this journey. Appreciate you, my brother.
Appreciate you too, Chris. Peace.
Peace.